teach me about art. He said, I love art, but I've never had any.
Yeah.
So I did the landscapes last week, and I'm going to do the portraits next. I'm not going to tell him about abstract, because
I'm
he
sure
doesn't
he
like
music.
Abstract.
I'm sure he likes music.
And I, yeah, and I like abstract. So could you give me some more words today to explain to him?
Isn't that some words? That's why I'm recording this.
Words. That's what. That's him.
I'm developing an idea called art as a second language.
Oh, you got it.
I got it. Okay.
And you've just helped me with what you just said.
What?
I'm trying to develop the notion of art as a second language. And think of what you just said. You were going to send a letter to someone in prison and help express something through art that might be the right thing for that person to hear. I mean, that's your gift to him, I assume.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, for a person who has, I mean, they're isolated. They have nothing. They have no stimulation. I can't send
him
a
magazine. Because I think it's a practical example of what you're describing, you know, like that. That there's a way to talk. I'm a believer. I do school tours of the Albright House as a docent. And I'm just convinced that if we could get kids in to help help begin that dialogue process.
Exactly.
And the learning, so you don't wait and say, oh, when you're 60, then come to an art gallery, because now you can spend a few minutes more time there.
That's right.
That would be nicer if you could start earlier.
Can you read my writing?
That's what I want
to
make sure.
H-E-R-B.
Okay.
N-L-O.